You know, what's it like to have that kind of running game behind you?
I mean, it's great. You know, to have a run game like that is awesome, especially for any quarterback. To have a balanced attack on offense is going to make for a really good offense. So we just try and always take what the defense gives us and then go out there and execute.
Gino, where's the biggest growth that you've had from year one to year two? What do you think?
My biggest growth, I would believe, is just my footwork. You know, I've gotten better with my footwork and the timing of the offense, and you know, I feel like the ball's coming out on time or coming out a lot faster. So, you know, with more repetition, I think the footwork has gotten better, and then I think just my total feel for the offense and the game as a whole, you know, on the NFL level is getting better.
Does Marty want you to work more on throwing from the pocket? Are you getting more comfortable throwing from there, or do you feel like, you know, you're still best looking for the passing lane and using your feet?
You know, I always have been a pocket passer, and I've always thrown from the pocket. So, of course, you know, you can always get better at that. So it's something that I've been working extremely hard at getting better at as well. But at the same time, you know, using my legs has helped this offense. So it's something that I'll continue to do. And, you know, if I need to, you know, run more, then I will. But if I need to run less, then I will as well.
Rex had mentioned during his conference call that you had the best passer rating in the league during the last quarter of the season. I guess, what sort of clicked for you last year?
You know, during the last quarter of the season, I got more comfortable with my footwork. You know, I got better with the reads and the timing of things, and you know, being in a different system coming out of college, one that you know I never had to do a 5-step timing drop or you know anything like that. You know, some of those things didn't come natural to me at first, but as I you know continued to work it, you know, those things became second nature. So you know, I think that the hard work is paying off and the improvement is there, but it's still something that has to keep growing, and you know, I'm still working hard and trying to get better.
Gino, what part do you think is the read option in your offense? Do you think it's a major part or just something you use as a wrinkle?
No, I think it's more of a wrinkle, but I do think it's been a major part in terms of production. You know, it's been one of our most productive plays in the run game, and it's also opening up some things in the passing game because defenders have to, well, defensive coordinators have to, you know, put an extra guy down there. So, you know, I love the reasoning for it, and I love the way that we execute it. But, you know, it's not something that we base our offense around. You know, we don't, you know, run the read option and, you know, do that the entire game. But to have that and to throw that in is, you know, it's definitely helping us out.
What have Chris Johnson and Eric Decker, adding them to your offense, what has that kind of done for you, getting weapons like that?
Well, anytime, you know, you get a former 2,000-yard back and then a wide out who's, you know, in the last 2 years have caught 24 touchdowns, I mean, you're helping out your offense. So to have those guys, their leadership, first of all, their work ethic and just the way that they come to work every single day prepared and prepare themselves to win is helping our offense out. And then, I mean, what they do on the field shows for itself. They're dynamic players, very smart, understand how to play the game, and you know, they're really helping out this offense.
Have you seen on film, Gino, about the Packers defense?
I mean, they've got Pro Bowlers everywhere. You know, we're all aware of Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers. You know, they're great, but you know, the other guys that they have in the front seven are just as good. You know, AJ Hawk is a really good middle linebacker. With their two corners, I think they have probably one of the best tandems in the league. And then, you know, the back end, they've got some young guys, but you know, they're very fast and they react well. So you know, once again, it'll be another test for us as an offense. You know, to go on the road. You know, pretty sure it'll be loud, but you know, communication is key for us. As long as everyone communicates and you know, just go out there and execute and do your job, and you know, I think we'll have a shot.
Gino, what's it like having three running backs in the backfield at the same time?
Can you repeat that question?
What's it like having three running backs in the backfield at the same time?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What's it like having three running backs in the backfield at the same time?
You know, it gives the defense a different look. It's something that, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not used to seeing all the time. And we've got versatile backs who can be, you know, they can run the ball, they can block, and they can catch. So we want to use every single advantage to our full disposal, and to have guys like that in the backfield is, you know, really helping our offense out. And then we've got tight ends who can, you know, pretty much do the same. So, you know, as long as we can stay balanced with everything, we'll be fine.
Gino, what was your first impression of going up against Kelvin Pryor this summer when you guys brought him in?
Very impressed with him. He's still impressing me more and more. He's very mature rookie, and you know, he's very confident in himself, and he plays like it. So, you know, I love having him on our team because, you know, he comes down and he hits, and he's everything you can ask for from a safety, and he's only going to get better as well.
Statistically, you guys dominated last week's game. What do you have to do to get more productive, you know, points-wise?
Well, I mean, you know, 1-for-4 in the red zone is not up to our standards, and we hurt ourselves in the red zone. You know, we had penalties. You know, I had the turnover, and then, you know, another time where we took the sack. So we feel as though if we can clean those things up and, you know, go down there and execute a little bit better, we'll be able to put up, you know, 7 points instead of 3 points in the red zone.